Hello, everyone. You are listening to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon. Today we begin our Newsworthy Clips article. And in the studio, I have two panelists with me. Welcome, Pauline and Josh.
Hi, Brandon. Glad to be here today.
Yes, and Josh, welcome.
Thank you, Brandon. Also great to be here.
And what are we talking about today, Josh?
Today we're talking about automatically unlocking your door.
All right. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, an audacious plan. So a bit of a crazy plan by Amazon to make deliveries more convenient, but I don't know, maybe a little less safe. I guess we'll get to talk about that today.
Yeah, we are all familiar probably with Amazon. We talk about it from time to time here in Advanced, and they've come up with something new. So of course we need to highlight that. I use Amazon to order things online. It's very convenient, especially during the Christmas holidays. Do you both use Amazon from time to time?
From time to time, I think. There have been times when I've been outside of the United States and it's been the easiest way to get things to people in the United States.
Right.
And also to myself, I've ordered some stuff for myself off of Amazon, who's even shipped it to Taiwan.
Right.
And we've used other online buying platforms as well. And even if you don't use Amazon, I think this is interesting because it could be a sign of where many of those might be going, right?
Yeah, that's right. It could be setting a trend, right, for how packages will be delivered in the future. If it works, we don't know yet. We'll see. It sounds like they have kind of covered a lot of the bases, but we'll have to see how it all. Well, we mentioned this word audacious. What does that mean, Josh?
Well, if you're audacious, it means, well, here it's a vocabulary focus word saying that it's showing a willingness to take risks or to offend people, right? So, and here I think the author has described it as to be maybe even just a little bit of both.
Okay. When I think of a package being delivered, you know, usually where I live in the United States, it's in the countryside, so they'll just leave it on your doorstep unless you tell them to do differently. And so not a big deal, but not everybody lives in that kind of area. If you live in an apartment building, it can be a little more complicated.
Right. Or even maybe if you do have your own home, but it's in an area where you're worried about packages being stolen.
That,
I know
I
have a good friend who I've sent packages to, and she has me send it to her office because she's afraid if it just gets left at her doorstep, if she doesn't get it right away, it might be taken before she gets home.
That's a key point. If you're afraid that it will be stolen, then that changes matters drastically.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into today's article. If you have your magazine, go ahead and open it up to page 24, and we'll have our first reading for today.
Amazon's audacious plan to unlock your door for deliveries. Are stolen packages and attempted delivery slips driving you batty? Amazon, a major cause of the duress, has decided to confront the problem with an in-home delivery service. In an informal poll of people in my neighborhood, about a quarter of respondents hailed the service as a great solution to their delivery woes. But lots more were troubled by new issues that this invasive deal may present.
Well, we open up with a question here, and we were just talking about stolen packages or the potential for that. So they say, are stolen packages and attempted delivery slips driving you batty, Pauline?
This is a fun word to start off with. To drive batty can also just be to drive crazy. It means it's really annoying you, bothering you. And the two things that might be really bothering you when it comes to package deliveries is, of course, maybe stolen packages or an attempted delivery slip. Often you have the option with packages to say whether or not it's okay for them to just leave it at the doorstep or not. And if not, then they'll leave an attempted delivery slip.
Yeah.
But that can get hard if you can't figure out a time to get it delivered, and then you have to drive somewhere else to go to a center to pick up your package. So those two things might get really bothersome. They might drive you batty.
Be very annoying, right? Or very mafan, as we say in Chinese. And so, you know, when it comes to packages, lots of things can drive you batty. Maybe you ordered something and it doesn't come in when it's supposed to. So there's a lot going on when it comes to a package being delivered. And Amazon is trying to fix some of that and to make things more convenient. Well, Amazon is a major cause of the duress, Josh.
So we hear they're saying that because we talked before about there being other systems to do deliveries, and so it's not just Amazon that has to deal with this sort of issue, because you might get packages to the post office, from UPS, any other delivery services. But here it says that Amazon is a major cause of the duress, or the stress that's caused from having your packages stolen or having to deal with this attempted delivery slips. And it's probably very true, because Amazon does do the majority of the online shipping, I would say, in the United States.
Yes, and so a lot of people are getting packages from Amazon. So Amazon, they've decided to confront the problem with an in-home delivery service. And the writer here from the Philadelphia Daily News did an informal poll in his neighborhood. And what did he find out, Pauline?
Well, he found that a quarter of the respondents hailed the service as a great solution to their delivery woes. So one quarter of the people he talked to praised the service as a fantastic idea, a great solution to the problems they've been having with these packages, either not getting delivered, being stolen, having issues with getting the packages.
Yeah, delivery woes, just meaning the problems that come along with delivering packages. But lots more were troubled, weren't they, Josh?
Well, so they were troubled because this also raises new issues or new problems because it's invasive. So it's actually allowing people to come to unlock your door and come into your home in order to drop something off.
Yeah. So a lot of people would say, what? I don't want a stranger coming into my home. And so that brings up a whole nother issue. And we're going to talk much more about how that looks as we continue today. But next, we're going to find out what this service is called. So let's go to our next reading for today.
Dubbed Amazon Key, the brainstorm requires customers to purchase an in-home kit starting at $249.99 with a choice of compatible smart locks from Yale and Kwikset, plus an Amazon CloudCam intelligent indoor security camera. You'll also need to have internet service with Wi-Fi wireless connectivity to trigger and monitor the device's operation.
So, Pauline, what are they calling this?
Okay, well, they're dubbing it or naming it the Amazon Key. And it's what's going to, it's the whole system they have set up for them to be able to go into your house and put a package inside your house instead of right outside in front of the door.
Right. And they refer to it as the brainstorm, meaning a clever idea. Now, we often use this in a different way. If we're going to have a meeting and we're going to brainstorm, okay, used as a verb, we're going to get together and we're going to put our different ideas out there on the table, so to speak. And hopefully we can come to a better conclusion as a result of putting all those ideas together.
Right. And I think the idea here is that this whole new idea came from a brainstorm. So the result, they're calling it the brainstorm. And it requires customers to purchase an in-home kit. I was pretty surprised by how much this cost. $250 almost. I can see where stolen packages and attempted delivery slips might drive you a little crazy, But I don't know if it's $250 worth of annoyance for me.
I think it depends on how much you use Amazon. If you're using it on a weekly or monthly basis, then maybe it's worth it.
Maybe it's worth it. I know that some purchases, some large purchases, maybe of electronic items that are really expensive, tend to also be covered through either your credit card or your insurance. But if you have lots of smaller items, where it's maybe $20 here, $30 here, $50 there, and you really are concerned about losing a lot of that, it might be not really worth the hassle to try and do insurance claims or to fight with the delivery company about whether or not they delivered it. So it could be a lot of time and money and effort. So I could see maybe if you are using the service quite often and you really do want some peace of mind knowing that it'll get inside your door and it'll be tracked a little bit better, it could probably be worth it. However, I think a lot of the components of this in-house kit or in-house system is includes things that people who are interested in having a connected home might also just be in the market for. So it might just be kind of like a little bit of an added incentive for people who want to upgrade their homes.
Yeah. That's a good point. Plus, they've obviously put a lot of thought into the potential problems that could arise from letting a stranger into your house, right? So maybe they haven't shied away from the cost of what it would take to try and make that as secure as possible. So starting with these smart locks that will unlock and then lock again when the Amazon employee comes and then leaves. And then you have the cloud cam, intelligent indoor security camera. That's quite a long name, but my understanding would be that's a camera that automatically uploads to the cloud, to the internet, so that, you're secure, right? To help monitor the situation so you don't have this, you know, otherwise I think you can start to think, well, what's going to stop the Amazon guy from dropping off a package but then stealing something out of my house? So, maybe the camera then adds that security. Sure. So they're putting a lot of, you know, things in place so that hopefully it is very secure.
Which makes sense. They're coming into your home. So you want those things in place. And of course you need internet service and you need Wi-Fi connectivity. And they talk about these locks, Josh. They say that they are compatible smart locks, and there are two companies here, Yale and Quickset. What does that word compatible mean? Why are they saying that?
Well, they're saying compatible because now here in our vocabulary focus definition, it's something that's compatible is something that's able to exist or live together or work successfully with something or someone, right? So here it's more the definition of being able to work together with Amazon's system.
Yeah, good.
Right. So for example, if I go to a store and I'm looking to buy maybe a lens for my phone, I want to have a nice like camera lens on my phone, I'll ask, is this iPhone compatible? Or is it, you know, Android compatible? I'm asking, will it work for my model of phone? So you're trying to figure out, will this technology work with the piece that I already have?
Yes, we often use this word when it comes to computers. Mm-hmm. Is this software compatible with this computer, with the PC, with a Mac, or not? So it's important to know that before you buy it, right? And so it's also important to know that in this situation. Well, we want to get into more of the details of how all of this works. Maybe some of you are interested in this, or maybe, as we talked about earlier, this could become a trend for other companies to implement. And so let's find out how it all works in our next reading.
Selecting free in-home delivery will set off a tracked routine. That day, you'll receive a notification in the morning, then another just before the delivery person arrives at your address. The driver will always knock first, then electronically request access from headquarters. Assuming that you haven't sent a last-minute change of plans delivery cancellation notice, Amazon will remotely verify the delivery driver through an authentication process, turn on the cloud cam to record, then trigger the unlocking of the door so that the driver can deliver the package just inside your entry. You can remotely monitor the process live, if desired, on a smartphone app. After the driver makes the drop and confirms that the door is relocked, another notification will be sent that the delivery is complete. But there's no accommodation for a pet that might run out as the door opens, and the retail giant is discouraging use of Amazon Key if your animals have easy access to the zone.
Okay, so you want to use this service, this new service that Amazon has out, Amazon Key, it is called, and you select free in-home delivery. And what will that do, Pauline?
It says it will set off a tracked routine, so they have a whole system that they go through once you've selected that type of delivery. On the day that you're scheduled to get the delivery, you'll receive a notification, a message in the morning telling you that the delivery person is going to arrive that day, confirming your address, and I think giving you like a time mm-hmm. or a gist of a time for when they should be coming.
All right, and then you get another notification as the delivery person arrives, or just before they arrive, actually, at your home. And what will the driver do once they arrive? Josh?
So the driver will go through their normal routine, which is to knock to see mm-hmm. if anybody's home that they can give the package to. And then after they've knocked and verified there isn't anyone there they can just hand the package to, they will electronically request access from headquarters, which is kind of a fancy way to say that they will electronically use a device in mm-hmm. order to make sure that they can get access. I believe what they're trying to say here is that the driver themselves won't push a button in order to unlock the door, that headquarters has to do that.
All right. And so that's one more security measure they're taking.
And I think part of the reason for that is it says, assuming that you haven't sent a last-minute change of plans, delivery cancellation notice. So all the way up until that second before the delivery guy asks headquarters for permission, you can change your mind, right? You could say,
right.
Oh, never mind, I don't want this guy going into my home. For whatever reason, you have that control all the way up to the minute this guy walks in.
And that gives you a little more peace of mind, knowing that you can cancel at any time as long as it hasn't been delivered yet. And so they say, assuming that you haven't done that, you haven't made a last-minute change of plans, Amazon will remotely verify the delivery driver through their authentication process. Josh, if you do something remotely, what are you doing?
You're doing it from a distance, so not locally, but remotely.
Right. We sometimes talk about working remotely, and that means you don't work in the office. You are maybe in your home, working on the internet, doing work for an office somewhere else. You know, I was thinking about what Josh was saying about the importance of trying to highlight the fact that the delivery guy has to ask the headquarters for permission to go in. And I was thinking, oh yeah, they're really thinking about all those problems that could occur, right? So if you have a delivery driver who's maybe not trustworthy, who wants to just gain access to anybody's house to steal something, they can't just go to anybody on their route and just push a button and get in at any time. It has to be at the exact time with the exact package that they have in hand. All of these check systems are in line.
But I do wonder if there's someone who, if they see something in that particular house, they could potentially come back there later to steal that.
Well, that was the point to me is that, well, if they did that, they'd have to break in. They couldn't just push a button
and
get in.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, they could break in. So that could be something to think about. I don't know if that would happen very often.
Although I guess at that point, then, you know, we still let lots of people into our house when we're there and they see what we have.
That's
We have the plumber and the electrician and so many people. So
there's always that risk.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on how paranoid you want to be.
And
you don't have to use this service,
right? Okay, so they also have this authentication process. Now, we talk about this a lot, Josh, when we're talking about maybe computers and so forth. They want to make sure that it's really you, right? And so what are they referring to here in this situation?
Well, I think probably most people are used to the authentication process being some sort of like username and password that you have to enter in order to get into a system. And so it's to authenticate that the the person who is using the service, using the system, is the person who intended to use it. So not just that, you know, someone could at the last minute maybe hijack the delivery driver and then use right. the system in order to gain access to a home in order to be able to then rob the home. Sure. So this would be somebody not involved in the process whatsoever, but then would literally come up at the moment of where they see a driver trying to use this Amazon unlock the front door system and then be able to hijack that process and get in.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this prevents them.
All right. And so they turn on the cloud cam to record everything. So you can, if there's any problem, they can go back and review that. And so then it triggers the unlocking of the door so that the driver can actually get into the home.
Right. So before the door unlocks, the camera comes on, so everything's being recorded. Mm-hmm. And that camera turning on is what, you know, makes the, or triggers, you know, the unlocking of the door. And then the deliverer can finally step inside, put the package inside, and go back out. But really, it's a pretty amazing all the different mm-hmm. things that are happening before that moment to be as secure as possible.
They have thought through this very carefully, and I like the next part,
too. And on top of all of that, mm-hmm. it says you personally can remotely, again, this word remotely, from a distance, at your friend's house, at a coffee shop, at your work, monitor the process. You can actually watch the camera and see live that person stepping into your house, setting down the package, and leaving. Right. So, man, they really do. It seems like they're really trying hard to make this as secure as possible.
Covering all the bases. Mm-hmm. Well, after the driver makes the drop, they drop off the package and confirms the door is relocked, what happens, Josh?
Well, then you will get another notification from the system saying that the delivery is complete.
All right. And so once again, they're trying to, you know, make sure that they're very transparent about what's going on.
That's right. Really thorough. Although they're also being honest about some things that they can't fully control and that you should think about as the person receiving a delivery, right? It says here that there's no accommodations for a pet that might run out as the door opens. And the retail giant, this huge company, Amazon, discourages using the Amazon key if your animal has easy access to the zone. So basically they're saying if you have pets running around, it's one thing if it's in a different room with the door closed, but if they are running all over, this is probably not the delivery option you want to choose.
That's right. And they use the word accommodation here, meaning they don't provide anything for this. And so, as Pauline said, if you have a pet running around in this area where they are delivering the package, it could be problematic.
One of the things they also don't mention is the problem of what happens if your animal attacks the delivery person.
Right. Yes,
right,
that could happen.
There's no, I mean, animals are very protective, and there's no provision saying that, oh, this guy is okay to come in the house at a strange time that I'm unfamiliar with. So there are still some issues to kind of be wrinkled out, you know, or ironed out.
Right.
But I think the point here is that as homes become more connected, that they become more integrated into systems that you can monitor while you're gone, that there are ways to use that to everybody's advantage in order to make sort of this internet order and delivery system work very smoothly for everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, and again, it's just one option, right?
Sure.
So for some people, it might really solve some woes for them. It might just be the perfect solution. And for others who have pets or for other reasons, they just don't feel like it works. It's not the only way to get a package, right?
Well, would you use this if you were in the United States? Would this be an option that you'd say, hey, yeah, that sounds great. Sign me up. $250, no problem. Josh?
Well, I would only use it if it were in conjunction or put together with an effort that I had in order to make my home truly connected. So if I had, so here it says in the sidebar about people being skeptical or people being, you know, distrusting or not sure if this would really work. It identifies that if you have a home alarm, so an alarm system that goes off, maybe even notifies the police when a door is opened after the alarm has been set, that there might be a problem because it's not necessarily connected to Amazon Key, so you would have to somehow disable your alarm in order to allow for delivery. And if that means, you know, disabling the alarm early in the morning, leaving it off all day, and there are people out there who understand that maybe this is a window to take advantage of a home, to be able to break in when they see, on the same day that they see that they're having this sort of like in-house service.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it implies that there's a lot of bad people out on the street watching what happens. And nobody really wants to live in that kind of world. But my point is that if I'm going to have a number of house systems that are already connected to each other anyway, this is not a big step.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I would assume that we're getting more and more to the place, even with alarm systems, right, where you can set them more specifically and do a lot of very fine tuning with them. So if you're in
your phone, right? Exactly.
Yeah, on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're at that level of tech savviness with your whole home, then maybe it fits into that whole schema.
You'd think if you want this service, maybe you're in an area where you're afraid that the packages would be stolen. So maybe that also means you have an alarm system. So you would need those things to all work together. Otherwise, what's the point, right?
Yeah, my question is how it works for, like, apartments. I mean, how do you get through that first door before you get to my door? I wonder if there's really, if they have continued solutions for that, or if it's really more just for homeowners at this point.
Yeah, here in Asia we have apartments mostly, right? And so it's hard to fathom maybe how this would work. Or at least they would have to add something else to it. Whereas in the United States there are lots of homes, there are lots of apartments, but there are also lots of homes, so this could work there.
It could work there. I mean, obviously you have two different situations. You have apartment buildings that have doormen that you could leave packages at. So that's one thing. They wouldn't really need this. But
right.
You do then also have other apartment buildings where there would be a gated entrance everybody shares.
Right.
So that would be something else to have to contend with, an Amazon key. But it does seem like this is more geared towards people who have their own dedicated entrance that people can access, right? And I just occurred to me that there might be many reasons why you would want a package to be inside of the door instead of outside. Let's say you're going to order like a 164 crayon color set that's going to be a gift for your favorite niece or nephew or son, but it's 120 degrees outside. So if somebody were to leave it out on the porch, by the time you got it inside your home, it would just be a melted puddle of colors.
Right.
There's a lot of reasons why you wouldn't necessarily want a package to just be left.
Be 120 degrees Fahrenheit, right?
Oh, Fahrenheit, right, exactly.
Yes. Well, we have much more to talk about in our Newsworthy Clips article. Tomorrow we are talking about the Great Barrier Reef, and we're asking a question, how much is it worth? So we hope you will join us tomorrow. Until then, this is Brandon.
I'm Pauline.
And Josh.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.